I turned to see a tall, black-cloaked man stride into the room, his face obscured by his drawn hood. He wore a white silk shirt with gray cotton pants, and as he approached Rise and Valeria, they both moved aside to allow him to mount the steps. My breath caught as he passed me by, my anger momentarily dampened by curiosity. His scent was thick in the air, exotic spice and sandalwood. Everything about him radiated power, his stance, his graceful gait, even the way he'd ignored us all while he ascended to the throne. He threw back his hood, and I was stunned by how attractive he was. Not beautiful like Rise and Valeria, but breathtakingly handsome in a rugged, royal way. He had dark wavy hair and a strong, lean jawline. His smooth, tanned skin was a rich golden brown color, and I'd never seen eyes like his before. A deep crimson with golden flecks in them, stormy and commanding, but also sharp and intelligent. He gazed down at me with an unreadable expression, his eyes lingering on my body. But where Rise had made me feel uncomfortable, I actually kind of enjoyed the dragon looking at me. I wondered what he was thinking and stood up a little straighter. Then I realized what I was doing. "Stop it," I told myself. "You're angry, remember? Quit swooning over boys." Rise was attractive too, and he turned out to be a real jerk. And then there's the whole thing about him burning me. I set my jaw and stiffened.
"You've found another," the dragon said. His voice was rich and deep and carried the unmistakable note of someone accustomed to being obeyed.
"I don't enjoy being left waiting, Caden," Rise said. The dragon frowned.
"I am not at your beck and call, Aethling. I was preoccupied. I came when Mariana sent word."
Rise looked like he was going to snap back and then thought better of it.
"In any case, yes, she carries the spark. Small, but it is there."
"You've leashed her," the dragon said in a flat tone. "Release her."
"She's troublesome," Rise warned. I glared at the back of his head.
"This slip of a girl," the dragon snorted.
"I can handle my property without tying their wrists, even if you cannot, Rise."
"Enough!" I shouted, my anger flaring back in full force. "Your property? Yeah, no. I'm not his property. I'm not your property. And the only reason I'm doing anything you say at all is because this jerk tied me up with these stupid glowing band thingies." I shook my hands at them. "You've all talked over me, threatened me, dismissed me, and passed me back and forth between supernatural super jerks since I got here. I don't care if any of you are royalty. I don't care about whatever this stupid spark is. And I don't care if you're hallucinations or not. Do what you want with me, but I'm done standing here and quietly taking your crap, okay? It's been a pretty bad day for me, and one way or another, I'm getting back to my family." I stood there staring them down, my chest heaving and my heart hammering away, but I was secretly thrilled that I'd found the nerve to finally give them a piece of my mind. Rise blinked at me. Valeria's mouth hung open. Even the dragon's eyes registered surprise. Then he rose from his crystal throne and swept down the steps. He loomed over me, a full head taller than I was. His smell once again filled my nostrils, exotic and heady, and up this close, I could feel the heat radiating off his body. I held his gold-flecked gaze defiantly, trying not to let my sudden burst of fear show. Rise said the dragon had a temper. Rise said the dragon would burn me. But doubt nestled in my heart. His eyes were surprisingly gentle, compassionate even. He looked almost regretful,
but that couldn't possibly be right. And then he seized my wrists. His eyes glowed with intense crimson light. The heat from his body intensified, and the dragon began to burn.